Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth, endureth to all generations. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Steve still sings it way better. I like the way Brother Steve does it better. That echo sounded great. Good job, everybody. Sister Irene, praise God, that was good. Let's sing that song. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
I have decided to follow Jesus. Oh, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Oh, I have started for the kingdom. Oh, I have started for the kingdom. Oh, I have started for the kingdom. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no no turning. Sing that first verse one more time. I've decided. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Turning back.
Amen. Let's go ahead and sing that song. This world is not my home. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. I fix it up with Jesus many years ago. Oh, I know he'll see me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in the glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. The songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Stephen, you can take up the offering if you want. Let's try that song. My God is real. He's real in my soul. I think we've practiced this a couple of times. Jordan, if you want to throw the words up there. I know Sister Kelly was in here when we were practicing it, so you'll have to back me up. So there we go. We'll try the song. Throw those words up there. There are some things I may not know. Oh, and there are some places I cannot go. Oh, but I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Oh, yes, God is real. Oh, my God is real, for he has washed and made
Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Some folks may doubt, some folks may scorn. Well, they can all go on, just leave me alone. Oh, but as for me, I'll take God's part. My God is real, for I can feel him in my heart. Oh, yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Oh, yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is just like the gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Oh, when I cannot tell just how it felt. Oh, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, but since that day, oh, yes, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel his holy power. Oh, yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Oh, my God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is just like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That was a good practice. Next time we'll work in the call response, because there's an echo in that song as well. Praise God. Let's go ahead and stand and sing that song, Jesus Hold My Hand. We'll change order of the service here tonight. As I travel through this pilgrim land. As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Oh, he leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. Oh, this would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. Oh, when I kneel in prayer,
meet you there, blessed Jesus. Hold my hand. Oh, and let me travel in the light divine, that I may see the blessed way. Oh, keep me that I may be wholly thine and sing redemption songs someday. Oh, I will be a soldier brave and true, and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, and when I wander through the valley dim, the setting of the sun, oh, safely to a land. If a crown of life I've won, I have put my faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach the golden strand. Oh, there's no other friend on whom I can depend. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Oh, through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh, Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I know I'll meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, there's a highway to heaven, and none can walk up there but the pure in heart. Oh, there's a highway to heaven. Oh, I'm walking up the King's highway. There's a highway to heaven, when none can walk up there but the pure in heart. There's a highway to heaven, walking up the King's highway. Sing that first verse. Oh, if you're not walking, start while I'm talking. Walking up the King's highway. Oh, there's a joy in knowing with him I am going, walking up the King's highway. Oh, there's a highway to heaven, and none can walk up there. There's a highway to heaven, walking up the King's highway. Sing that second verse. Oh, my way gets brighter, my load gets lighter, walking up the King's highway. If you be confessing, there is a blessing, walking up the King's highway. There's a highway to heaven, none can walk up there but the pure in heart. Oh, there's a highway to heaven, walking up the King's highway.
I don't know what that is. Sorry. Is it Christ walks beside me? Christ walks beside me, his love to guide me, walking up the King's highway. Christ walks beside, there we go, his love to guide me, walking up the King's highway.
Oh, there's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. There's a highway to heaven, walking up the King's High. Let's sing that first verse again. If you're not walking, if you're not walking, start while I'm talking. Walking up the King's Highway. Oh, there's a joy in knowing with Him I am going. Walking up the King's Highway. Oh, there's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. There's a highway to heaven. Walking up the King's Highway. Sing that second verse, my way. Oh, my way gets brighter. My load gets lighter. Walking up the King's Highway. Oh, if you'll be confessing, there is a blessing. Walking up the King's Highway. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. And none can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. Walking up the King's Highway.
You got shoes. I got shoes. All of God's children got shoes. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. Gonna walk all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven, heaven. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. Gonna walk all over God's heaven.
All right, we got the words back there, Jordan, somewhere? They're in there somewhere.
Oh, I got a harp. You got a harp, all of God's children got harps. When I get to heaven, gonna play on my harp. Gonna play all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven. When I get to heaven, gonna play on my harp. Gonna play all over God's heaven. Heaven. Oh, you got a robe, I got a robe. All of God's children got robes. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my robe, gonna shout all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my robe, gonna shout all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and sing that song, Just a Little While to Stay Here, Just a Little While to Wait. Brother One, you can come.
Just a little while to labor, oh, just a little while to wait. Just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Oh, just a little more of trouble. Oh, in this low and sinful state, then we'll enter heaven's portals, sweeping through the pearly gates. Oh, soon this life will all be over. Oh, and our pilgrimage will end. Soon we'll take our heavenly with Christ our friend. Oh, heaven's gates are standing open, waiting for our entrance there. Some sweet day we're going over all the beauty there to share. Just a little while to stay here, just a little while to wait. Oh, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Just
enter heaven's portals, sweeping through the pearly gates. Soon we'll see the light of morning, then the new day will begin. Soon we'll hear the Father calling, come my children, enter in. Oh, then we'll hear a choir of angels singing out the victory song. All our troubles will be ended, and we'll live with heaven's throng. Oh, just a little while to stay here, just a little while to wait, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble, oh, in this low and sinful state. Then we'll enter heaven's portals, sweeping through the pearly gates. Oh, soon we'll meet our redeemed one. Soon we'll press in hands. Soon we'll press into bosom over in the promised land. Oh, then we'll be at home forever throughout all eternity. What a blessed, blessed morning that eternal morn will be. Just a little while to labor, just a little while to wait, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble in this so and sinful state. Then we'll enter heaven's portals, sweeping through the pearly gates.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll just sing that song from Sunday. All along on the road to the soul's true abode, there's an eye watching you every step that you take. This great eye is awake. There's an eye watching you. Oh, watching you, watching you, watching you. Oh, every day, mind the course you pursue. Watching you, watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. Oh, as you make life's great flight, take the pathway of right. There's an eye watching you. God will warn not to go in the path of the foe. There's an eye watching you.
And I, oh, watching you, from the way to the kingdom of death, yes, and I, watching you. He's watching you, watching you. Every day, mind the curse you pursue. Watching you. Oh, yeah, there's an all-seeing eye watching you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to know that the Lord is watching over us. Amen. Everywhere we, man of curse, we pursue. Let's bow our hearts together tonight. Heavenly Father, it's good to be in your house, Lord. This May Day of the week, Lord, we want to thank you, Father, for bringing us from this morning to this present time. We love you. We appreciate you, Father, Lord. Dear God, we just laid our hearts before you now and ask that, Lord, you will honor our faith tonight, Lord. Father God, and speak to us tonight, Lord, something that will be said that will anchor our faith in you. Dear Lord, we just appreciate you, Father God, for everything you do, Lord. I want to pray, Lord, for those that couldn't make the service tonight. Brother Scott and Sister Naomi, Lord, call in earlier. And Sister Nessie, children are feeling well. We commit them in your hands as well, too, that your grace will be with them. Dear God, and even those that have to work, Lord, we pray for them, oh Father. Those, Lord Jesus, oh God, and Father, Lord, that are somehow discouraged, Lord, may you encourage them. Somehow, Lord, trouble. But things, Lord, that is happening around their life, we pray that, God, you will step in, oh God, and make yourself known, Lord. To you be the praise. To you be the glory. We ask that you bless us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. While we are standing, let's just take our Bibles. And we will go right to the Word of God tonight. And trusting that the Lord will be able to minister to us out of His Word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to the book of Exodus, chapter 33, tonight. To venture into something I've been looking at, trusting that the Lord will bless it. And Exodus chapter 33. Let's read from verse 11. Exodus 33, let's read from verse 11. And the Lord speak unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou seest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I have found grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Are we reading together? Yes. Amen. I thought I'm reading somewhere else. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. I believe that's what we want tonight. We want his presence to go with us. Amen. Because in his presence, we have rest. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence. I think that is also our prayer. Amen. If the presence of the Lord will not come in the service, then there is no need of us being here tonight. Amen. As much as we love one another, and we love to see one another, above all, we want the presence of the Lord. Amen. And Moses said unto him, verse 15 again, if thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known, yea, that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. What a comforting thing that God will desire to do the things that we have asked. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make my goodness pass before thee. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in the cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come, Lord Father, to this place of worship, this tabernacle, Lord, this place, Father, that we have dedicated for you. And Lord, every time we come here, Lord, our desire is to see you. Lord God, we love to feel your presence, and we love to sing songs of praise and worship you, O God, and listening to the music playing, O God, and not of that, Father, but Lord, beyond all of that, the longing of our heart is to see you. Father, we pray, may you pass by tonight, Lord. Take your hands once more and let's see you, O God. Father, not only in this service, Lord, but we want to see you, Lord, in our everyday life. We want to see you, Father God, in the things that we are dealing with, the things we are trusting you for, Father, the things that we are believing. I pray that, God, you would just bless this service tonight. Once again, Father, we pray for those that are now with us. We commit them into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat for the few minutes that is before us. And Our invention to this. I was looking at this reading a few different things, and also looking at some things that the prophet of God said. And many of the place that I saw him talking about the back part of God, or referring to this particular scripture, he was always talking about the theophany. Every time he talks on the subject of the theophany and trying to explain the theophany, then he goes to this scripture and talks about when God passed before Moses. And I just took one of them tonight. I want to read that. But I will go in a different direction tonight, and just to kind of establish what we want to talk about tonight. Amen. He said in the message, who is this? Anyone who knows the scripture knows that Jesus said, I come from God and I go to God. Before he was made flesh with Moses in the wilderness, he was a pillar of fire. And when Moses desired to see him, he passed his back part to him. And Moses said, it looks like a man. When he was here on earth, he was a man. He done the very same thing that he's doing today through men that he has redeemed. There he comes and have his picture taken. What is it? After his death, burial, and resurrection, Paul was on his road to Damascus one day, and a great light struck him down. Those men around him didn't see the light, but it struck Paul down, made him blind. He had trouble with his eyes the rest of his life. Amen. And he said one time, except I should be exalted above the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, because it was the abundance of the revelation. Praise the Lord. Now, when we look at the scripture that we read tonight, I want to look at something. You know, we've been kind of talking about asking the Lord to give us a focus, you know, and pay attention to what God is doing in our lives and what he's doing around us. But there is something also I want for us to notice. You see, the certain year Moses has come out of Egypt, and he's there. And here he said that he has these people before him, and he wanting an assurance with God that he's in the word of God. And because God told him, I will meet you on this mountain. And he came right on the mountain there, the pillar of fire came down and all of that. And Moses is seeing God leading them by the pillar of fire, and he's seeing all the things that is happening. But yet, there's a longing in his heart for more of God. Praise the Lord. And I believe that is the desire of every son and daughter of God. We want more of God in our life. Praise the Lord. We just don't want to stop to just conforming to creeds and our church beliefs and different things. But we want more of God in our life. Praise the Lord. So what? And then Moses is asking the Lord here that, you know, after God came down and I've had a conversation with Moses one-on-one. And then he asking the Lord, you know, you have brought us out. And it is almost like that story where Brother Branham talks about that little boy that being told by his mother that God is with him. And you know, and the lightning is flashing and the thunder is rolling. And then the mama telling him, you know, God will be with you, honey. Just go to bed. You know, Jesus is in this home. And then he's telling his mom, and after he says, mama, I want God that is in flesh. Amen. And it's almost the same year with Moses. He's seeing the pillar of fire, you know, he's seeing the pillar of cloud, but yet he's asking God, you know, I want something tangible. I want something tangible to go with us. I want something in the human form. Amen. And I speak to you, you come and you speak to me in true revelation or true dreams, or sometimes it's audible. I hear your voice, but yet I want something tangible. I want something that that looks like me. Praise the Lord. God in flesh. Amen. Now, and we read from the scripture yet, and God is speaking to Moses. He said in verse 17 again, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's very interesting here. You can see how God is so captured in this conversation that he's having with Moses. He's telling God, Lord, thank you for the message. Thank you for the prophet. Thank you for all the great messages we have heard and all the things that we have learned that you have done in ages. But God, I just need you in a personal form. I need you in a more personal relationship. And that conversation so touched the heart of God that he's saying, I'm going to do the thing that you have requested. Praise the Lord. I'm going to have a date with you. Amen. That is so interesting, yeah. And I will do this thing that thou have also spoken. But thou have found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Praise the Lord. Amen. You have found grace in my sight in one sense. I have chosen you. I have predestinated you. And even though you are asking for something physical, for a physical evidence and of this relationship with you and myself, but let me tell you, you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. Amen? Whether I show myself visible or not, it's not going to change my thought concerning you. Amen? It's not going to, increase what I'm going to do. It's not going to decrease, my love for you, because I know you by name and I've written you in the palm of my hands. Praise the Lord. God says, I know you by name. You have found grace in my sight. And then Moses said to the Lord, he says, I beseech thee, show me your glory. What an interesting conversation. God is assuring Moses, that I know you by name. You have found grace in my sight. I have chosen you. Moses said, yes, Lord, I believe that. But show me your glory. What I want us to talk about tonight, as I just go around and build a thought here, is that I was looking at this word that have to do with the back part of God. And as we just read there in that message and all the messages I can put up tonight, which of course I just sent only that quote tonight. Like I said, Brother Branham referred to that many times as the theophany, which of course that's what it is. But when we look here, there is something I want to bring tonight and ask that the Lord will just move upon it and help. And God is telling Moses, I'm going to pass. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to pass. But let me let you know, no man has seen me and live. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you go up a little bit, in verse 11, the Bible says, and the Lord speak unto Moses face to face. That's what the scripture says. Amen. Verse 20, the Bible said, and he said to Moses, thou cannot see my face. But God spoke to him face to face. Praise the Lord. Amen. The scripture have just told us he and God just had a face-to-face conversation. And here God is telling Moses, you can't see my face. No man have seen my face and ever live. Praise the Lord. As I thought about this, I decided to go and look at this word, and that's what I want to deal with tonight. I was looking there in the Hebrew and in a strong concordance. The word I have to deal with, the back part of God. It's a Hebrew word, and the way the word is called in Hebrew, it's out there so tiny you can see it. But it's called anchor, just like you would say the anchor holds. Amen. It's the Hebrew word that is used for the back part of God. Amen. That's how it's pronounced in the Hebrew, the anchor. And it means the hidden part. Hands behind our back wall also. And it means facing north, it means the west. Now, as I was looking at this, there are a lot of things that was coming to my mind. You know, the Lord had to tell Brother Branham to go west for the opening of the seals. And the opening of the seals, Brother Branham, in many places in the message, even during the seals message, he says those were things that was in the back part of God's mind. Amen. I never thought about it until I was looking at this. And I says, whoa, here is the prophet of God talking about a mystery that was kept in the back part of God's mind. And this Hebrew word also has the sense that when you are facing north, the back part is west. But that is not what I'm going into tonight. Amen. I think I've lost my compass. I'm not much a guy that knows direction. Sometimes I have to use GPS to my own house. But what I want to look at, the word, year there, that also means, it means year after. That word backpack means the real, it means backward, it means year after of time, it means behind. And that's what I want to look at tonight, because as we look at the sense of the word, when we're talking about paying attention and seeing what God is doing, and God is telling Moses here, no man can see my face and live. And the scripture says God have just spoken to Moses face to face. Praise the Lord. You know, you read a Bible like this, and you try to pay attention to what you are reading, and it kind of hits you, and you ask yourself, but what is happening here? God have just said, I've talked to Moses face to face, and yet he's talking to Moses again and saying, nobody can see my face. What is happening here? You know, every time you read the Bible and you come to those places, it makes you to pay attention, because I just think something is happening, and I pray that the Lord will be able to help us tonight. Amen. So it's more in a sense like, because Brother Branham says in the message I have heard, but now I see it. He says God speaks to his prophets in different ways. He said he speaks to his prophets through visions and through dream and through revelation. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we realize here, when you go back to the context of the scripture, the Bible says, and God came in a pillar of cloud. The pillar of cloud covered the tabernacle. And the people and Moses could feed, the presence of the Lord. They could see that pillar of fire, the pillar of cloud, covering, because it was a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, but it was the same light. Amen. So and God speaking to Moses, he was so caught up in that presence until the voice was real, like a person standing right there. Praise the Lord. That was the experience of God speaking to Moses face to face. It's almost like you having a personal experience of God, with God that, you know, and you are testifying of, and it looks like the people that are looking at you are not believing you, but you don't care whether they believe you or not because you know you were there. If anybody should know what happened, it should be you. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's like that song we've been trying to learn, and we have not got it yet, or I've not been able to sing it right yet. I was there, and I know when it happened. I was there, and I know when it happened. I was there, and I ought to know something like that. Praise the Lord. That is the experience. That is a personal experience. Praise the Lord. And God speaking to Moses, it was so personal. Glory be to God. Until it was described as God talking to him face to face. In one place he said, I speak to prophets in dreams and vision, but to my servant Moses I speak lip to ear. Praise the Lord. It's another form of the way that God deals with his people. One form is face to face. Another form is lip to ear. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. But here when God is seeing Moses' desire beyond revelation, beyond vision, beyond inspiration, because that's another way that God speaks. It's true inspiration. You can look at something and it inspire your heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's one way that God speaks. He speaks through vision. He speaks through dreams. He speaks through revelation. He speaks through inspiration. He speaks through, you know, knowledge. Praise the Lord. But beyond that, God realized that Moses is asking beyond that. Praise the Lord. He's asking beyond all the different ways that God can be able to make himself known. He wants something beyond that. Glory be to God tonight. Praise the Lord. I want to capture you in this thought. That's what I'm going in cycle. I don't want to leave you behind. So God is saying, okay, Moses, I realize that you are asking for something more and I'm going to do this. But I've never met any mortal in this way. Can you think? Can you imagine that? Even Adam, the first son of God in Eden, the Bible says God will come in the cool of the evening, and the scripture let us know the voice of God will be walking in the Garden of Eden. So Adam was conscious when God was there. Amen. He can feel the presence of God. He could hear God speaking to him. He could speak back to God. But no man has ever desired what Moses is desiring here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now the scripture says God's ways are past finding out. Amen. The prophet of God came and he taught us God is a God that is hid and revealed in simplicity. He's hid in simplicity. He's revealed in the same. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are we together? Are you following me tonight? Because it's very serious. Moses is asking what God has never done. Praise the Lord. God's ways is past finding out. I think somewhere Job said, he's the God that he passes and he don't leave footprints. Jesus said, it's just like the wind bloweth. We feed it. Wow. We don't know where it's coming from and where it's going. It just hit us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, my goodness, tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know what Moses was asking God? He was asking to be able to catch God in the moment. Amen. And no man have ever caught God in the moment. The back part of God. That's why this Hebrew word means the year after. It's when God has already done it that you know that he has passed. By the time that he's doing it, nobody has caught him doing it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the Bible says, he told Moses, I will put you in the cliff of the rock, and I will put my hands over your eyes, because nobody has caught me right there. It's when I have passed that you see, oh, it was God. Gideon brought the offering. He brought the wheat. He brought everything. He made the sacrifice. And the angel come. He put everything down. And after he put the fire on it, and the flame went up, and the angel went. He said, oh, my eyes, I've seen God. I've seen an angel. My Noah wife, the same thing. The angel spoke to her. She went to call her husband. And the angel asked the angel because he was in a man form. Says, what is your name? So we can be able to tell the people, the angel says, my name is Secret. Says, oh, our eyes have seen God. It's when it has already happened. When it has already happened. You never see God when it's happening. Praise the Lord. When it has already happened, then God said, it was good. Praise the Lord. Are we together tonight? And Moses was asking for something that God has never done. He wanted to catch God in the moment. He wanted to catch God right in the act. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that has been the attitude and the desire of all of God's children. We always want to be awake when God comes. We want our eyes want to be open. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just imagine in my mind how many people during the prayer line that Brother Branham will say, close your eyes, and people will be spying. Many of them, when they testify, they say, Brother Branham said, close your eyes. I didn't close my eyes. Why? Because they wanted their eyes to be open to see when it's happening that moment. But that's the God that we serve. I don't care how visible it is to you. He has already passed. Praise the Lord. You can keep your eyes wide open like this. His hand is so big that it will cover your eyes. You will only see the back part. Praise the Lord. It's when it has already happened. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether you have ever experienced it in your Christian walk with God, but sometimes you are praying and you are committing certain things to the Lord, and maybe a habit or maybe an illness or something you're committing to God. And most of the time in the moment, that thing, that God will deal with that thing, you will not even realize it. Sometimes you might go a day. Praise the Lord. Amen. You remember when Brother Branham was talking about that story of those two ladies where he says the angel of the Lord was passing in the neighborhood. Amen. When he talks about the story, he talks about it many times. They came from the prayer line, and the woman, you know, believing God, and she has, you know, a ribbon, you know, that Brother Brennan gave her to tie around her neck, and every time she goes to try the ribbon, the actual size keep reducing. I don't know, reducing or increasing, but I think it was reducing. The growth reduces, and then the thing gets more tighter on her neck. It could fit on her neck. So every time she tries it, and the next morning she wake up and she realized that the water was gone. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then she remembered she was prayed for, and her other friend was prayed for, and she tried to get over to see her other friend was healed. That's the back part of God. You only see him in the year after. You only see him after it's done. Praise the Lord. Amen. God said, Moses, I'm going to do this thing. I know what you're asking. Oh, my goodness. Oh, praise the Lord. It's so good to serve Jesus. Amen. It's so wonderful to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, I was reading Isaiah chapter 44. I thought I was going to read that chapter tonight, but I believe many of you have read it. The scripture talks about God was talking to Israel and telling him how this gold, they would cut a wool down to make their images. It's so beautiful. It's a beautiful. I like to listen to it over the audio Bible over and over. He says they go down, they cut down the wood. They use some to cook and bake their bread and everything. Then they use some to make their God. Amen. Praise the Lord. They're making their God now. After they finish cooking, they use the other one. The same part of their God. They use it to cook. Amen. They use some, keep some to make the house hot. They use some to bake their bread. Then the other one, they fashion it. And they walk in so sacred before it. Praise the Lord. And they bow down to worship. And they lift their hands. And they praise God. And right there in the scripture, God told Israel, he said, but I have formed thee. Amen. They make their God, but your God has made you. Praise the Lord. So idolatry is what a man made up for himself. It don't have to be wood. It can even be a God in your own mind. A false teaching, a doctrine, a habit.
that you have just exalted in your mind, something that, like that Brother Bam said, you can make your car a god. It's a car that you have worked 8 hours, 20 hours, you take your own money, you go and buy it, and then you worship it. That is with every form of idol, we make it. But the God of heaven and earth has made us. Praise the Lord. He have made us. He have designed us. That's the reason why we have to reverence him. Praise the Lord. You get angry with God, how far can you go with him? Praise the Lord. You get angry with your idol, you can take it and just break it up. I've been asking you for this thing ever since. You have not given it to me. This thing. And then the day you happy, then you go back again. You go and cut another wool and fashion it again. Oh, just thinking about the back part of God just kind of blew my mind. Let me read something to you tonight. that also kind of helped me to look at this subject a little bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. The idea is simply to serve God with all your heart. Sometimes in devoting yourself to that holy service of God, you are rewarded with losing yourself, losing your own self. You are so fully absorbed and present in what you are doing that you don't even have time to realize that it's you who are doing it. You know, it all comes from the thought of God saying, love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind. You know, it's sometimes we think it's conforming to what the message says, or conforming to the root of the church, or conforming, and most of those things, like Brother Branham said in the COD book, he said, a child of God, a son or the daughter of God, do not backslide before God. And when we backslide before one another. Because when a brother or a sister backslide, we don't see them in church anymore. We don't know whether they have gone to another church, or maybe we know they are not going to church, they are not serving God. He says, but in before God, that is a child of God, and God is just taking them through a season of time. Amen? And he's going to use that very same attitude of staying away from the fellowship of God. God is going to use that very same thing to bring that son or daughter of God to their knees. Praise the Lord. It's the same way we conform to the church and we do our best that we can. And you know, we take on our best attitude in the house of God. And I was just thinking about this today. I was saying there is always faith here. Whenever we come to church, praise the Lord. That is the reason why I think that, you know, when a person is sick or a person is not feeling well, the best thing to do is to go to church. That's a biblical thing. In the days of Jesus, the people dragged their sick, put them on cart, they broke the roof, they did everything to bring their sick in the presence of God. Why? Because right here, as we are sitting here now, every one of us, we are in our best behavior. So there is so much faith here. Then when you are sick and laying down on your bed, praise the Lord, You send your prayer request maybe by text. And we here praying, but there your mind is battering. And in your mind you're thinking, maybe I'm going to die. Or if you are not thinking that you're going to die, you're just thinking of something else, but right here, as we are in the house of God, even sometimes when we sit down and our minds stray away and go to work or go to home, we try to bring ourselves back because we want the best out of the service. Praise the Lord. So there is so much faith here. No matter how weak, how tired, how backslidden we are, it's always good to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because we believe that God is in his house. Maybe he might pass and we might see his back part. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you see that when God told the children of Israel, love the Lord with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind, it was not in the do's and done. Amen. That is the reason why the scripture says, by the law, no man is justified. Love, true love is not in laws. True love is not observed by rules and regulation. True love goes beyond that. Praise the Lord. So in a way that the Jews look at this is to be able to absorb themselves in the presence of God. It's to be able to enjoy the moment. Praise the Lord. Oh, that's one of the things has been playing on my mind, enjoy the moment. That's what it is. Praise the Lord. When we are reading our Bible, we must enjoy the moment. When you are at work, enjoy the moment. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because Paul comes down in the book of Ephesians, and he even teaches us how a servant must be obedient to the one that he worked for. And Brother Brandon comes and says, we serve the Lord even at our work. So we must be able to enjoy the moment. Praise the Lord. It's just absorbing that presence of God. Feeling his presence. Not in do's and done. Even when we try to do our best and we fail, we enjoy asking God for forgiveness. We enjoy believing that God has forgiven our sin. Amen. We enjoy crying to God, oh, God, help me. I'm tired with this. You must enjoy it. Praise the Lord. Enjoying the moment. Wherever grace has found you, you must enjoy the moment. Praise the Lord. You are fully absorbed and present in what you are doing that you don't even have time to realize that it's you who is doing it. You know, sometimes people think, being in the spirit is for you to lose your mind. Yeah, in one sense, it's for you to lose your mind. But in another sense, it's for you to be present, but yet you are not present in yourself. You are not present to impress people. Amen? You are not present to be an I-7. You are present. You are conscious of what you are doing. You are enjoying it, but it's to the Lord. Glory be to God. Because that's how God's work. It's after he had passed that we realize it was him. Praise the Lord. It's after he has done that thing through you, whether it is preaching, whether it is singing, it's after God has passed through that vessel. So, oh my goodness, what a presence I felt when I was in prayer. What a presence I felt. I really felt like worshiping the Lord. And when you know, when I sang to the Lord, or when I danced to the Lord, or when I played that instrument to the Lord, I really enjoyed it. Amen. And then you can look back and say, that was not really me. Sometimes we are so captured in ourselves. We are so full of ourselves until we don't want to make mistakes. We don't want for people to realize that we are out of order and out of that. God is not in there. You will never see God. When you get that mind, you will just see your flaws. You will just see your mistakes. And you will never see God. Because God, he's not seen in the moment. He's seen after the moment. He says, I will put my hands over your eyes, Moses. I know what you're desiring. Amen. He put Moses right in the cliff of the rock. And Moses was just looking. He was just looking. Praise the Lord. And go back. And he said, oh, I saw his back. But God has already passed. Just like Elijah on the mountain. The thunder roared. The lightning flashed. The whirlwind came and shook the rock on the mountain. He said, but God was not in it. After all of those things happened, then there's still a small voice. After the moment. After the moment. That's the reason why when we're going through trials and going through difficult things, say, oh God, where are you? Oh God, where are you? You just wait. Stand still. Stand still, because when it passed, then you will look back and say, oh, it was God. It was God. Praise the Lord. He said, nobody see my face and live. If you catch God in the moment, you will never live. Praise the Lord. You will never live. God, he's just so wonderful. So wonderful. You think about this. The Bible says, he said, he taught his disciples, he says, give us this day our daily bread. When you prayed, he says, you prayed and said, give us this day, not tomorrow, this day. You know, because God, he deals with us in the moment, but we see him after the moment. Praise the Lord. Amen. I was just talking this with a brother today, and we just had a big laughter after it, over it. If God will show you what will happen to you before this day finish, or before the week finish, you won't live. Amen? In a way that the human body is made, even if God shows you that before the end of the month you will get sick, but I'm going to heal you. What happens to the human brain is that when you hit that sickness, fear, because sickness is not an attribute of God, fear comes with sickness, doubt comes with sickness. Amen? So even though God have told you that I will heal you after the sickness, you will still not be, will I really survive? Even though God said it. So what he does is that he deals with us in the moment. Praise the Lord. He don't go telling you everything about your trials, how you are getting a trial, how he will bring you out. He don't tell you everything about it. But what God does is that when he takes you through a situation, he hide you in the cliff of the rock. Even though it's all troubled around you, but you are in the cliff of the rock. And right there, the only thing you will see It's his back part. When everything has passed, you say, oh, it was God. Oh, I see why. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you tonight. We'll continue another time. Amen. But now that's what I'm enjoying. I'm just going to share a little bit of what I'm enjoying. I love it. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads tonight. Amen. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. This is all gospel song. Jesus is passing this way, this way, this way tonight. Jesus is passing this way, he's passing this way tonight. This way, oh, this way. This way, oh, this way, this way, oh, yes, this way, he's passing this way to now. Oh, yes, Jesus is passing this way. Oh, this way, this way, Jesus is passing this way, he's passing this way today. Oh, this way, oh, this way. Oh, this way, oh, yes, this way, this way, oh, yes, this way, oh, yeah, he's passing this way today. Oh, Jesus is passing this way. Yes, this way, this way. Oh, Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way today. Brother Branham preaching the message, blind by Timas. He dramatized how Jesus was scoring. Going up there to Calvary, the Lamb of God. Blind Bartimaeus have just given his lamb that should have led him while he was blind. And he says there was, you know, noise everywhere and people making noise and this, that. And Blind Bartimaeus just there hearing the noise. He's asking people, what's happening? And what's happening? And what's happening? And Jesus just passed. He just passed. And Blind Bartimaeus got someone and says, can you tell me what's happening? What is this noise all about? Says it's Jesus, the Messiah, that man. And that faith just rose up in Blind Bartimaeus's eyes, in his heart. Jesus, that son of David, but he has already passed. It's the reason why you have to enjoy the moment. Peter said, there is no present moment of trial that is enjoyable. But we have to enjoy it. We have to enjoy it. Because as a son of God, as a daughter of God, the cliff of the rock is a revelation. When God has given you a revelation, like Job had, Job was locked in the cliff of the rock. Say, even though if the skin wounds eat my body, yet I will see God.
Naked I came, naked he, you know, that he was all, you know, mixed up in his mind, couldn't understand what, but he was hid in the cliff of the rock. And when God passed in the whirlwind, he said, oh, my Redeemer lived. Oh, my Redeemer lived. Skin wants to eat me, he said, but in my flesh I shall see God. That's the way it is, children of God. We cried and says, oh, Lord, I want to see your glory. Lord, I want to see your presence, Lord. And he's right there. He's saying, enjoy it. I'm here. Oh, my goodness, Lord. This is the, oh, Lord, I need more of you, Jesus. He says, enjoy it. He's a God that is hid in sickness and revealed in healing. It's a God that is hid in failures and revealed in repentance. Heavenly Father, we love you tonight, Jesus. Thank you for the service tonight. We thank you, Father. Even, Lord, as we come to church and we enjoy your presence, Lord, and we feel your presence, we enjoy the word, but it's after when we go home that you come and start showing us where you pass in the service. And you start showing us, Lord, the things that were said. Oh, I see why the preacher said this. Oh, that was beautiful. I enjoyed that. It's in the year after, Lord. Bless us tonight, oh Father. Lord, I don't know if we'll continue in the talk on Sunday, but we just want to pray that your grace will be with us now. We love you tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord God, and continuously, Father God, for Sister Kish, Lord. Father God, we know that you are hid in sickness, and we will see you in her healing, Lord. We know that, God, Father, you are hid in her sickness because we can see the things that you are doing. Precious Lord, Father God, and Monday night, on Tuesday night, we had to rush her over to the hospital, Lord, because the doctor thought her blood, her platelet was down, oh God, and but we got there, Father, and after the test, they said it's okay. So, Lord, we see you in her sickness, and we look to see you in her healing after you have passed. We love you, Father. Bless us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Lord, just come and lead us in the song. Let's go home tonight in the peace of the Lord. Amen.
Touch the Lord as he passes by, you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Oh, he's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We'll just sing a few more songs. You're dismissed as you're needed, or as you need to go. Let's go ahead and sing that song. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He heard a voice from heaven. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He heard a voice from heaven, and this is what it said.